Hey, thanks for being here. What if I told you that there is a chance, a fair chance, that you have unclaimed property that you could get from the state of Arizona? I was surprised by the number. The number is $2.1 billion. $2.1 billion just in Arizona in unclaimed property. How do you get it? How do you find out? You didn't even know this program existed. That comes from a lot of people. Well, joining me right now is Jim Norton. He's a partner at Garrison 48 State Policy Government Affairs Organization. Been in government since 1995. And is doing some great work on this. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about this. When you and I talked about this, I could not believe the numbers. And what you did was you looked me up, and I have unclaimed property myself.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's a surprising program that the state, they are required to let people know that they have their property, and they do this by advertising in some obscure papers, maybe not so obscure papers. I've lived here since 1975. I didn't know I had property, but I had six plus entries on the state website, which I'm currently in the process of getting some idea of what that is and how much.
Well, I went, and when people, if people are listening right now and they want to know if their name's on that list, first of all, where do they begin? What do they do to find out if they have unclaimed property somewhere?
I think the easiest way is to go to missingmoney.com, and you can plug in your name and state. I will caution that if you've lived in multiple states, you should check every state, and you should check your name. And if it looks like it's off by a letter or two, or maybe the wrong middle initial, it still might be you. But missingmoney.com.
And one of the things I noticed when I went to the website was it will tell you that you are owed something or that there's property or whatever it is, but you don't necessarily see what it is, how much it is. Why is that?
Well, different states do it differently. In Arizona, you've got there's some privacy issues that the department has continually talked about. But you have to fill out the form. You send it in, and they'll tell you how much it is. You have to prove that you own it, and that can come in different various ways. And then they'll tell you, exactly how much it is and, how you can get it returned to you. And it's interesting, Mike, because this could be anything from, payroll checks that former employer wasn't able to get to you because your address changed, dividends, securities, you name it, uncashed money orders. They're required by law to turn that into the state. And like you said, it's $2.1 billion. 37% of your audience right now listening probably has a record there with some of their property that's being held by the state.
What are some of the bigger, either sums of money or property, what are some of the bigger numbers that you've seen in this?
Well, I do some work for a client who has had orders of magnitude in the millions. People die. There's life insurance policies that were unknown. There could be safe deposit boxes held that the bank will notify the owner. And if the owner is deceased or the address is changed or the heirs are not on top of it, it can just get kind of misplaced. And it's, required by law, like I said, to go to the state. So there could be substantial monies, and particularly when you have a death in the family. And I had a personal experience with that with my father, who had one of those small policies. It was $1,000, but, $1,000 to a lot of people is a lot of money. And it can be all over the map in terms of the amounts.
Well, what can or what needs to be done so that this program is better known to people and it makes it easier for people to claim their property? What do you propose?
Well, so what we've looked at is states like Florida. Right now, Arizona returns 26% on average of the money that comes in. 26%. Compare that to Florida, which returns over 60%. And how they do that is they privatize the return of collection or the return of that money through what are called locators. You would get sent a card in the mail that says, hey, you have unclaimed property. Go to unclaimed property. If you need help, we're here to help, right? That's a privatized way of doing it. If the state ADOR has the responsibility to return it, their responsibility should be to do everything in their power. I think we have a convergence of bad policy when the groups that use this for funding and there are many, are connected to the funding source, no one really wants to see that go away. And so I don't want to cast dispersions on the intent, but if the intent, as it states on ADOR's website, is to return it to the people, there are a lot of easy ways to do it. And frankly, they hold all of our information. They know who Jim Norton is. There's no reason why those can't be connected. But most states look at using outside sources to return and help people process.
Jim Norton is joining us. He is the managing partner at Garrison 48. We're talking about the website, again, is missingmoney.com. And the number you just threw out there is about, on average, 37% of the people listening right now have unclaimed property in the state of Arizona or somewhere in this country that they're owed?
That's correct. Yeah, we believe that number is about 38%, 37%, 38% of people in Arizona. And I would be interested, if your listeners are going on and checking it out, I'd be interested in stories because it's amazing to me how many people find out they have money and they're surprised. And they're surprised because they're longtime residents and they had no idea. And I think that's the major disconnect from a policy standpoint that we are trying to correct. Ultimately, there will be probably 30% of that money that the owner cannot be found. They're dead. There are no heirs, and that will fall to the state. And then I believe it's appropriate at that point in time to use that as a funding stream if that's what the legislature chooses. But right now, we have a major disconnect on order of 50% plus of that money could be being returned, and we want to get to it.
So that leads me to two questions. Number one is, yeah, is there a limitation, a statute of limitation, that eventually they get to keep the money because you haven't claimed it? And the second part of it is, I know you also ran my brother's name through the system, my brother who has passed away. Then how do you determine who's next of kin and entitled to whatever that property is?
Well, I think you would have to, I mean, I'll take your second question first. We just had to prove my father, with my mother still alive, we had to prove that my mother was the recipient of those funds, which was fairly straightforward, and that process didn't take very long at all. I would presume, I don't know who your brother's heir would be, but that should be fairly easy to determine, and it's just a documentation issue. If that is, in fact, you know, the money that belongs to your brother. And I looked him up because I know your story. And, you know, your story, losing a loved one, that's the first place you should go, because there are lots of things about our relatives that we may not know that they've had. And, you know, so it's certainly that's key. Every state has different laws. I think Arizona's 35 years. The state holds that money interest. They don't give you interest on it, but they hold that money. And if you come back with a claim, they will pay it. Now, typically, there's so much coming in every year. And I think you and I talked a little bit. They've received $170 million in 2022, and only 26% of that's being returned. So they will hold that. If, in fact, somebody comes back in from many, many years ago, they will pay that up to and including out of the general fund. But they haven't had that problem.
Well, Jim, this is an eye-opener. I'm sure we're going to get stories from people, and you say you'd be interested in hearing stories. If you really do want to hear stories from people that have done this, how can they find you and tell you that story?
Well, I'll give you my email address, and I know it might get overloaded, but that's okay, because I want to pick and choose from some of these stories. It's jimnortonaz@gmail.com, and I'm happy to take any of these stories in and use that in our quest down here at the legislature to change this policy.
Well, I appreciate the time, Jim. It's an eye-opener, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of these stories myself.
Mike, thank you.
All right, man. That's Jim Norton. That's Jim Norton, a political consultant. He's part of a government affairs organization called Garrison 48. Interesting stuff. Again, the website is missingmoney.com. I would love to hear your story if there's property that is owed to you.